Isn't it wild how they really thought they were getting over on you? How they smiled in your face, laughed behind your back, and even bragged about how they played you, like they won something. But here's the divine twist. They weren't using you. God was using them. Let that settle in your spirit today. They thought they were in control. They thought they had the upper hand. But the whole time, they were being used by heaven as a vessel, a mirror, a lesson, a stepping stone. While they were out there parading around in your energy, soaking up your light, attracting favor that was only ever drawn to what you carry, God was watching it all. He let it happen for a season, not to punish you, but to position you. You see, some people were never meant to stay. They were just part of the setup to awaken you, to strengthen you, to teach you discernment. And yes, for a while they walked around with your frequency on them, your prayers, your love, your presence. It made them feel powerful, like they could manifest what they wanted. But what they didn't realize was, the blessing wasn't in them. It was in you. And once God pulled you out of the equation, everything attached to your anointing started falling apart in their hands. That's why they're still watching you, still lurking, still low-key obsessed, because your glow wasn't something they could keep, it was something they borrowed. And now, without your light, they're sitting in shadows, trying to recreate what they once had access to. But don't be bitter, be grateful. Because what they meant for harm, God turned for good. That experience made you sharper, wiser, stronger. It taught you to guard your energy, value your heart, and trust your intuition. And most of all, it showed you that not everyone who smiles is safe, but everyone who leaves makes room for something greater. So today, walk in peace, knowing they didn't break you. God used them to build you. And the best part, what's coming next won't need to take from you. It'll know how to pour into you. They were living the dream, not because of anything they built, but because they were basking in your presence. The favor, the peace, the opportunities, it was never theirs to begin with. It was the residue of your aura, the spirit of God inside of you, that shifted the atmosphere around them. They were thriving on what you carried, and while they soaked in your light, they turned around and talked about you like a dog. They thought they played you, thought they used you, took advantage of your kindness, your love, your prayers, and believed they got away with it. But what they didn't realize is that they were only elevated because they were in close proximity to someone anointed, someone chosen, someone covered. Now time has passed, you've moved on, you've healed, you've learned the lesson. You no longer make space for what drains you. And in your silence, your absence, they're left with themselves. They can't feel that energy anymore. They can't access your frequency. And baby, they feel it. Now they sit in reflection, quiet, wondering how they let something so real slip through their hands, thinking back on the peace they felt when you were around, remembering the way doors opened, blessings flowed, and favor followed, and now realizing it was never about them. It was you. You were the light in their dark world. You were the safe place, the spiritual covering. And now that you're gone, the void is louder than ever. And the truth is, they didn't just lose a connection. They lost alignment. But don't let their regret pull you back. That door is closed for a reason. You were a blessing they didn't know how to honor, and God saw it all. Your exit wasn't rejection. It was divine protection. You're not meant to keep circling back to places you've outgrown. You're being called higher. So keep walking forward, head high, heart full. Because what they mishandled, God is restoring. And this time, it's coming through people who won't just admire your light, but protect it. They lost access to your frequency. But you gained freedom. You know what's wild? The very ones who thought they had the upper hand, who thought they could walk away from you like you were disposable, are now sitting in silence, staring at their phone, wishing they could dial your number. But they won't. They can't. Because now they're too humiliated, too exposed, too aware of what they lost. They never expected that walking away from you would cost them access to peace, to favor, to clarity. You weren't just another person. You were a divine connection. You were covering, safety, light. And now, in your absence, they feel the void. That stillness, that regret. That's their consequence. They want to reach out. But they're haunted by the choices they made. Because now they realize the whole time they thought they were playing you. The enemy was playing them. He used their pride, their ego, their fear, their need to control, and they fell for it. But here's the divine plot twist. God used it all. That's right. The same ones the enemy sent to distract and destroy you. God turned into tools for your elevation. God used the heartbreak to heal your vision. He used the betrayal to fortify your boundaries. He used the loss to make room for greater alignment. That situation didn't break you. It birthed you. And now that same spirit, that same energy, might be trying to re-enter your life in a different form. A new face, a similar pattern. But your discernment has matured. You can feel it before it even fully forms. Because now, you know what manipulation feels like, dressed as charm. You know what deception sounds like, even when it's wrapped in sweet words. You're not that same version of you anymore. So let them sit with their silence. Let them scroll past your glow. Let them wish they had handled you differently. Because this time, you're not waiting for the apology. You're walking in authority. You're not wondering if they'll come back. You're thanking God they're gone. Because what once came to drain you now serves as proof of how far you've grown. And baby, there's no going back. Let me break this all the way down for you. That same spirit, the one that tried to manipulate, drain, and destroy you, has been trying to resurface. It might be wearing a new face, speaking new words, but make no mistake, it's familiar. It's that same old spirit, dressed in a new body, hoping you won't notice. But you do now. You feel it before it speaks. You sense it before it even knocks on your door. Here's why. The version of you that used to fall for it doesn't exist anymore. See, when they thought they were using you, God had a different plan. He used them to break you in such a way that every old pattern, every wounded place, every hidden stronghold was shattered. That pain pushed out what needed to die. That betrayal purged what was no longer aligned. And in that space, God filled you with His Spirit, the Spirit of the living God. Now you're no longer cracked open, you're completely occupied by the presence of the Most High. And that's why that old energy can't penetrate you anymore. Now they're circling back. That same spirit in a different form is wondering, why can't I get to them like I used to? They're confused, they're frustrated, they don't understand that you've developed spiritual immunity. You've already passed that test, that door is sealed by growth, that access has been revoked. And the ones who laughed at your downfall, who gossiped while you were grieving, who mocked your healing process like it was a joke. Now they're sitting in silence, wondering why you haven't called, wondering what happened to the version of you who used to chase, explain, or stay too long. But God stepped in and said, I will take what the enemy meant for evil, and I'll bless you with it. The struggle wasn't wasted, the loss wasn't empty, the isolation was intentional. And now you've become too rooted, too discerning, and too protected to fall back into what God already delivered you from. So let them wonder. Let them circle. You're not who you used to be. And that spirit, it's old news. You've been filled with something holy. And now you're untouchable.